So, in thinking about skills and planning the next month's worth of activities, I've been thinking a lot about the skills that I want the children to have and how to progress and move things forward. Now, there are children that are a bit further, that are a bit younger, that aren't necessarily on the same bushcraft journey, and it's more just building fundamentals. And then there's children that now they've got the fundamentals, and I'm looking to push further, and we're looking to get more involved with skills and create more independence during sessions. And what I'm coming back to is one of my favorite topics, knots. Tarps and knots. I really enjoy, it's one of the big things that I love doing, and I love teaching it. I have a whole lot of fun learning new knots, teaching new knots. But what I'm realizing is that knots become fundamental to a lot of different bushcraft skills later on. And that not keeping up with knot knowledge is means that children lack the independence that I'd like them to have. So I had a child last week and I was busy working on fire and assisting children with using knives and all of that. And a child came up and they asked whether I could help them build a shelter. Now, normally if I had the time, I'd go, yes, absolutely, here, let me help you with that. This particular child has, this is a frequent ask, and it's often their parents that kind of help them build a shelter. In other words, tie a lot of the knots, and he just kind of points in the directions he wants us to go. Now, if that child had a little bit more confidence in their knot knowledge, I think they would be able to go a lot further, and they'd be able to start engaging their independence and motivation and start building something for themselves. Seeing older children who have confidence with knots, and they want to go make a shelter, they go make a shelter. They grab the tarp, they grab the rope, and off they go. Fantastic. That's great. Yeah. So the ability to create shelters, which is really nice. It's nice for them to have a safe space they can sit under, shelter from the rain. It's a good skill to have. But then it starts feeding into other things as well. Like we're looking at making Mexican God's Eye crafts, where you weave the weave string around 4 to 6 sticks, and you then create this pattern. But to start it off, you need a knowledge of knots. You need to be able to tie a knot to start it off. Same thing, like last week, I was making a sawhorse. Children. Now, the lashing is pretty easy once you've got that starter knot in place. You can see. So all of the knots on that sawhorse needed a knot to start them off, usually a clove hitch or a timber hitch, and then knot to finish them off, usually clove hitch. But even a granny knot would help. But what I'm seeing at the moment is that children are really struggling with knots these days. And I think beyond a shoelace knot, a lot of children and a lot of adults have fallen out of practice using knots and just fallen back on, if you don't know, knots tie lots, which works in some cases, doesn't offer you a lot of flexibility, but when it comes to the leader who has to untie it all, that becomes a bit more of a problem. And you don't have the flexibility, and you're not really extending knowledge. So we can see it in other things as well. So another thing, I've had a lot more children coming to ask me for help with projects. One of the big things lately has been making fishing rods. They've got a stick, they've got some string, and they say, "Hey, I want to make a fishing rod." And now, if there's three or four children, I'm going to struggle to teach all of them one by one how to do it, how to tie it on there. So for a lot of the time, I was kind of sorting out the knots for them with a little bit of help here and there, which was faster, got things done, but it wasn't really moving learning. They're not learning anything by watching me do it. Same thing with bow making, same thing with a lot of other little activities and projects that they have in mind that just, they just need that little bit more of a push, a little bit more knot knowledge to be able to start it off. And then once they have this good knowledge of how to tie a string onto a piece of stick, then suddenly everything opens up and they can do a lot more. So at the moment, I'm thinking that I need to start a knot of the day with a lot of my groups and just keep reinforcing this knowledge, because we sometimes do shelters, like start of the month, okay, yes, it's shelters day. We learn a new knot and we tie it on the shelter, and then next week it's fire, and the week after it's tools, and then we come back to crafts, and it'll be another month before they practice this knot again. Whereas what we want with knots is that reinforcing. Ideally, they'd take a piece of string home and then practice, but that's usually something that only an adult would have the discipline to do, or a child that's really invested in it. So we want to at least create a weekly refresher on handy knots and start teaching things. So we can start off with a basic kind of granny knot or square knot, and then move on to creating a loop in the end of the line, like figure eight, or just an overhand knot with a loop, with a bite. There's a lot of basic knots we can work on, but we want to start extending it. So that way, when they come to something like a trucker's hitch, which requires multiple steps to do, they at least have that basic, they can make a slip knot easily enough, and then the rest will come along with it. And then once you've got a good six knots under your belt, suddenly all of the others will start to make sense. Because a lot of it's about thinking about how the string moves around the other string to create a knot. And then you can start creating your own, and you'll likely reinvent knots that have already been invented. It's fantastic. So my big thing at the moment is, how can we support knot tying? How can we encourage the skill? Because there's numerous other benefits beyond the ability to create things. You've got the fine motor control, you've got the confidence from being able to do this something themselves, the ability to keep themselves warm and dry if they do need to put up shelter, and they will be no end of help when you go out on camping trips. So I think I'll leave it there. How do you teach knots during your sessions? Do you do it very covertly, or do you just try and work it in when you can? Love to hear your thoughts. So if you're on YouTube, drop a comment down below. Otherwise, you can send any feedback and comments to info@brackenoutdoors.com. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear about some of your struggles and some of your successes. I love it when I get feedback on these videos or podcasts. I love to hear what people think. Sometimes it's just me talking to the camera, and it's good to hear from people that are actually benefiting from this, so I can continue to make good value content. With that, remember, make the most of every day, and I'll see you all next time.